All right, you can be seated if you can do that today. So glad to have Mom and Dad in the house. And my sister and my nephews. Y'all stand up and let them see how handsome y'all are today. Oh, and beautiful. My sister is beautiful. Let's give a big hand for the kids' ministry. Wow. That was awesome. 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 Whether you're reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, the story is the same. Jesus died and he rose again. So happy Easter. God is still doing miracles. He's still in the miracle business. Amen. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you touch us, God. Lord, I know that we're on a journey of faith. And Lord, I know that you know exactly where we are. And I pray that you'd speak to us today. Give us inspiration. Give us guidance. And let us walk away with your truth today. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. Well, let's get started here in the book of Matthew 28. I want to tell you the story first before I preach to you. The story that changed everything. Look at somebody say, this changed everything. Right here, Matthew 28, 1. And it says, early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the women. Don't be afraid, he said. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was lying, and now go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Amen. He's risen from the dead. And that's what we're celebrating today, the fact that he is risen. And that's what I want to talk about today, because I think there's a lot of things that can be alive inside of us. Fear can be alive, right? Faith can be alive. But what I want to talk about that should be alive and it needs to be alive in every believer is this undefeated spirit of Christ. The same Jesus, he beat the cross, death, hell, the grave, enemies, critics, nothing could defeat Jesus. He's a winner. Anybody want to be a winner like Jesus? Jesus didn't create you to be a loser, but Jesus died so that you could be a winner, to have life, to be undefeated, and to learn to have that Jesus living inside of us. So I don't know exactly what your vision for Jesus is today, how you see Jesus, what your perspective is. Is he strong? Is he powerful? Does he have like crazy dedication that he would lay down his life for you? Or is he just some historic figure that gives you warm and fuzzies? I don't know what your picture of Jesus looks like. But I want to give you a little glimpse of the Bible Jesus. I want to give you a little glimpse of the Jesus that I serve. A man that never fails. A God that never stops. Can we talk about what Jesus should look like? What Jesus should be alive inside of you? So for that, I want to go to 2 Timothy 1:7. Will you go with me? 2 Timothy 1:7. And this is key to really getting Jesus alive in you. It says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, if I want Jesus to really be alive in me, I have to understand this scripture, because what God gave us with Jesus is not a spirit of fear, but rather a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. So even in the midst of problems, even in the midst of the pandemic, even in the midst of when I'm not sure about things, I realize God didn't give me a spirit of fear. He gave me a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. He's called me to be undefeated like Jesus was. So I got that Jesus inside of me. I'm supposed to be undefeated. We have a resurrection power that's inside of us. And the scripture tells us the same power. Somebody say that, the same power. Just say power real loud today. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is alive inside of you. Oh man, I hope we get that today. I'm talking about not fake power. I'm not talking about just religion. See, religion just, that won't save you, but this power will. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is alive inside of your mortal bodies, is what the scripture says. I like that. He's alive in us. His spirit is alive in us. His power is alive in us. The spirit of Christ Jesus is an undefeated type of spirit. And if we're following that type of Savior, that type of Jesus, we're not going to be defeated. If we're disciples of that kind of Jesus, we're not going to be defeated. See, there's people walking around and they're following a different type of Jesus, a different type of Jesus that's man-made, that fits into a box real easy. That's not the Jesus that has power. You see, my Jesus, I can't put him in a box. He's too powerful. He's too big. But he's let me put him inside of me, that I have this same power that raised Jesus from the dead. It's inside of me. That is reassuring in a time like this when people are getting sick and people are dying. I realize the power of Jesus is alive inside of me. The same one that raised Jesus from the dead. So even if I caught COVID, I get right back up because that power is inside of me. See, this isn't just words on a page to me. This is going to be a revelation to somebody about your way of life. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is alive inside of us. So if I fix myself and I fix my eyes on him, I cannot be defeated. No sickness, no problem, no financial crisis can hold me back because I've got power, real power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And when you get a hold of this concept, you get this in your head, it's going to change you. It's going to transform the way that you talk. It's going to change the way that you live. It's going to change your level of confidence when you understand the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is alive inside of you. If you want it, you can have this same power inside of you. You see, I don't have to fear COVID-19 because I've got the same power inside of me that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. I don't have to fear financial crisis because I've got the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. I've already seen him cure leprosy. I've got that same power inside of me. I've got no fear of sickness because I've got that power inside of me. So now I'm not living by the same rules that the world is living by. You see, I'm not living by the same rules because I've got a power that they don't have. I've got a revelation and a perspective that they don't have. I've got this power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead. So if you find yourself cowering in fear, if you can't find yourself overwhelmed and backed into a corner today, God didn't give you that spirit of fear. Somebody else gave you that spirit of fear. God didn't give it to you. God gave you Jesus. God gave you power and love and a sound mind. I can think right. I can keep my head level in the midst of crisis because I got a sound mind, not a spirit of fear. So if that spirit of fear has gotten up on you, you need to remember what type of God that you serve and what kind of power is available to you and what should be living inside of you today. Amen. I serve a God that's not under science. I serve a God that created science, that in 6 days designed the world, and he can do a creative miracle. That no matter what your day looks like, no matter what your season looks like, God is not under science. He's above it. He designed it. He can change it. Our God created. He said, let there be light. And now there's new science. He said, let the waters and the land get separated. And there was new science. He said, let there be a man in my image. And there was new science. He said, let there be animals and fish and birds. And there was new science. He's not underneath science. He's above science. He created science. And he heals. Oh, this is good news right now. He's not impotent. He's not weak. Our God heals. He's a healer. He's still in the healing business. He's not practicing. He doesn't have a practice where sometimes he does it and sometimes he doesn't. Our God is a healer. That's what kind of God I serve. Anybody serve a God like that? Let me take a step back for a second, and I want to tell you a story so that we can set this up right. You see, Jesus wanted to give us a foreshadow. He wanted us to understand, give us an appetizer of what was about to happen on the cross. He wanted to give us a sneak preview so that we would kind of begin to understand what was about to happen. Now, Jesus on the cross, that's the main event. Jesus rising from the tomb, that's the main event. But he said, let me give them a little demonstration, a little illustrated teaching beforehand. So he went to go see an old friend in the town of Bethany. Right before he went to Jerusalem, right before Palm Sunday, he went to a town called Bethany to see his friend Lazarus. Now the problem was Lazarus was dead. But that was not a problem for Jesus. His disciples said, Lazarus is dead. This is a problem. Jesus said, Lazarus is sleeping. And they got confused. They said, oh, okay, then we don't have to worry. He said, no. As far as I'm concerned, he may as well be sleeping, because if you know this power inside of me raises people from the dead. And so I need you to understand this. So he shows up in Bethany. Here's Mary and here's Martha, Lazarus' sisters, and they are pissed off. They're upset. They said, Jesus, I thought we were friends. Why didn't you show up 3 days earlier when he was sick, 4 days earlier when he was on his deathbed? We know you're a healer. And Jesus said, I know you know I'm a healer, but I need you to know something a little more. I need you to see something that you hadn't seen before. You know I'm a healer, but did you know that I can raise the dead? See, you didn't know that yet. I needed to show you something more. See, God wants to show you something more, something you haven't seen before, somewhere you've never been before. God wants to take you some places you've never been before. And maybe you find yourself in crisis. Say, man, there's some dead stuff in my life right now. There's some issues. There's some problems. There's some brokenness. There's some loneliness. There's some hurt. Maybe Jesus delayed so he could show you his resurrection power. So he shows up to Martha. And Martha's quizzing him, and she says, if you would have just been here. And Jesus said, but I'm the resurrection. And she said, I know, God will resurrect him on the last days, and everybody will be okay in the distant future. And he said, no, the resurrection is not a date. It's a person. It's me. I am the resurrection, and I'm looking at you today saying, I can raise him up. Today you need to realize that the person of Jesus is the power, is the resurrection, and he's in the room today to do what you need to have done today. You don't have to wait for a futuristic day because Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. If you believe in me, you will never. You will never die. And even if it looks like you're losing, even if you die, you're still gonna live. There's no way that you can lose if you got this inside of you. If you fix your mind on what I'm talking about and have who I am inside of you, this power will not let you lose. So Lazarus is raised from the dead. Jesus raised him from the dead, and all of Bethany, it just messes up Bethany. The town is upside down, going crazy. The situation spills out into Palm Sunday. People are there waving palm branches saying, this is the guy we've been waiting for. This is the guy. He's the next Moses. He's the next David. He's the dude. And they're going bonkers. But Jesus wanted us to see. He raised Lazarus from the dead, and Bethany celebrates. But God raises Jesus from the dead, and humanity celebrates. Because now everybody's in on the party. Everybody can have this power. All you got to do is say yes to Jesus, and you can have this power alive inside of you. It's not a weak God. It's not a frail God. It's not a religious Jesus. I don't know if you know this, but Jesus was breaking all these religious rules. You have to remind people, if you're offended by religion, so was Jesus. Jesus was offended by religion too. He said, you've gotten off track. You've gotten away from the heart of God. You've lost the message. Get this Jesus inside of you. Not a religious Jesus, not a superficial Jesus, the real Jesus of power. Let me tell you something. When you get this inside of you, death is defeated. COVID is defeated. Sickness is defeated. Financial issues are defeated. I want to tell you that Jesus is the best vaccine that you can get. Jesus is the best life insurance that you can get. Even if you die, you come back to life. There's nobody that can offer that but Jesus. Jesus shows us a taste with Lazarus. And he says, if you believe in me, you're already saved. If you believe in me, you're gonna win. You're not gonna lose. You're not gonna be a loser if you accept me. If you believe in me, if you follow me, I'm gonna teach you how to win. That's what the Bible says when it says you're gonna be more than a conqueror. How many believe that being a conqueror is good? Being a winner is good. The Bible promises, he says, if you accept Jesus, you're going to be more than a winner. You're not just going to win, but you're going to be more than a winner. I don't know what that looks like, but the prize on top of the prize. Look at somebody, just tell them God doesn't create losers. So we see, we have to understand, there's God's way and there's the world's way. There's God's way and there's the world's way. Now, there's a message, there's something that the world is always trying to say. Almost always contradicts what God is saying, right? The world says, don't go to church, you could get sick. God says, come to church, you're going to get healed. The world is offering an answer, but that answer has no power. The world can offer something, but it's just temporary. It's an answer it's temporary, and sometimes it doesn't even work in the temporal. What God is offering is eternal. He says, I come to offer you, John 10, life, and life more abundantly. The other side is just trying to steal from you, just trying to kill you, just trying to destroy your life. I'm going to give you life, true life, and life abundantly. It's going to overflow. You're going to be full. Only Jesus can give you real power. The world makes promises all the time, but only Jesus can deliver. Only Jesus can deliver. He is the resurrection. He is life, and life more abundantly. Even when it looks like you're losing, you're still going to win, because that's how the kingdom of God works. We have to get that into our head. Get that into our thinking. Get that into our heart today. Get that into our spirit today. Get that into our perspective today. If you follow God, you will win. If you follow after Jesus, if you do it His way, you're going to win. He died to make you a winner again. No, follow me for a second. Follow me for a second. Now, God created us in His image. Powerful, right? The devil came, gave us a deal, ripped us off. God sends Jesus to fix it, to fix the deal, to give us a new deal, to give us a new covenant, so that once again we can win, so that once again we can be like God, so that once again we can be undefeated, so that once again we can look at the devil in the face and say, no. No, devil, I'm not backing down. No, devil, you can't have my family. No, devil, you can't have my money. No, devil, you can't have my health. No, devil, you can't have my peace. No. He died so that we could live. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead, it's supposed to be inside of us as Christians. You don't have to back down. You don't have to lose if you've got that Jesus. I recently started training at a dojo, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I don't know what happened. It was a spirit of confidence that came into me. There's a lot of things going on there. People getting choked out. People getting smashed, crushed. I kind of like it. I don't know. It reminds me of crushing the devil. So I get in there and they tell me, listen, if you'll just stick at this, after a while, you'll get good. At the beginning, you're just going to get crushed. You're going to get choked. You're going to get smashed. You're going to get flipped. You're going to be put in uncomfortable positions every single time. But if you stay consistent, after a while, then you'll start defending yourself. And then after a while, you'll start to smash. You'll start to crush. You'll start to choke people out. Other people will start tapping out. And I said, well, so you're saying if I stay consistent at this, I'll start to win. Even at the beginning, it looks like I'm losing a lot. I'll end up winning. I said, man, that kind of sounds like perseverance. That kind of sounds like what it says in James 1, 2. And it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let that perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So every time I walk up in that dojo and I get crushed or I get smashed or I get choked out, I remember that if I persevere, that perseverance is going to complete something in me. And all of a sudden, I'm going to start winning and I'm going to start putting somebody in a headlock. The enemy is going to get crushed. The enemy is going to get smashed. The enemy is going to tap out when I come for him, because I persevere. And I let the perseverance finish its work in me. See, that's the problem sometimes with Christians. They never persevered. so they never got completed. They never got mature. And they're lacking stuff in their lives. It makes me upset when I see Christians that are lacking stuff, because I know they didn't persevere. Because if you persevere, this word doesn't fail. If you persevere, this Jesus that's inside doesn't fail. If I just persevere, I know that something's going to get finished in me. I know I'm going to get mature. I know I'm going to get completed. I know I'm going to win. And I'm not going to lack anything. I'm not going to lack health. I'm not going to lack finances. I'm not going to lack friends. I'm not going to lack relationships. I'm not going to lack peace. I'm not going to lack nothing. If I can just learn to persevere. Sometimes we go through garbage seasons and the devil's beating the hell out of us. Sometimes we go through difficult times and it's like the devil's choking us out. But if you can persevere, guess who's going to be tapping out next? Every enemy in your life, every critic in your life, every person that backstabbed you, the devil himself is going to be tapping out when you persevere and let God finish the work. Oh. Oh. You got to learn to love the pain. James said, consider it pure joy. Oh my goodness, when life crushes you, when life smashes you, consider it pure joy. When you go through circumstances and you're broke and your relationships are broken and you're lonely and you're back up against the wall, consider it joy. Pure joy, because I know something's happening inside of me. Yeah, and if I just persevere, oh my goodness, God's gonna make me undefeated. No devil in hell is gonna be able to stop you. You might tap me out today, but let me tell you something, you're gonna submit to me in the future. God has called us to be winners, not losers. Deuteronomy 28 says he's called you to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower. That everywhere you go, you will be blessed. And everything you do, you will be blessed. Everything you lay your hands on will be blessed. You will be blessed in your family. You will be blessed in your children. Persevere. Persevere. Because the promise and the truth is this: if you persevere and you don't quit, you're going to win. Because you got something alive inside of you. All you got to do is say yes to Jesus, and he gets inside, transforming you, making you a better man, making you a better woman, making you something that you weren't before. The Bible says a new creation. Oh my goodness, when I get into the gym, when I get into the dojo, I know I'm becoming a new creation in my physical body. But every time I realize I wake up and I connect with God and I connect with Jesus, he's making me a new creation inside in my spirit. Will you get up on your feet with me today? I want to pray for you today. I want to declare some things over your life. And you can receive it if you want to receive it, or you can walk out of here a loser. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Come on, put your hands in the air and say, I am a winner. God created me to be a winner. I receive the undefeated spirit of Jesus Christ. Jesus, I'm sorry for all the times I walked away, for all the times I backslid. for all the times I sinned against you. Jesus, make me over today. Jesus, wipe away my sins. Make me a better person today. Make me a better man. Make me a better woman. Put your power inside of me. The same power that raised you from the dead. I need that. I want that. Teach me to walk with you. Let your word come alive inside of me. Let your spirit come alive in me. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, come on, let's give God the highest praise in this place. Like you already won the victory. Like you already choked out the devil. Come on. Give him the praise. Hallelujah.